U.S. President Joe Biden has described his $2 trillion infrastructure spending plan as a once-in-a-generation investment in America. The ambitious package is aimed at modernizing America's crumbling transport network with the creation of millions of jobs. But it comes at a cost of a 7% corporate tax hike. Simon Marks joins us from Washington, D.C. for more on this. Simon, it's an ambitious announcement. Biden says it's long past due, but there's already opposition to this plan.
Yeah, absolutely. This is another massive move by President Joe Biden, following on from the $1.9 trillion economic stimulus package that he signed into law just a few days ago. Now he wants to spend another $2 trillion sorting out America's crumbling infrastructure, repairing thousands of roads, bridges, building a broadband infrastructure that will bring affordable broadband to every American by 2030, removing every single lead water pipe that is still in use. As he described it, a once-in-a-generation plan, but he's paying for it through increased taxes on businesses. And that's why Republicans say when this thing gets to Capitol Hill, as far as they're concerned, it's dead on arrival. But Joe Biden has chosen to go the route of raising taxes to pay for this rather than financing it out of deficit spending in a bid to try and keep all the Democrats in the U.S. Senate. Remember, the Senate is split 50-50. If he can keep all the Democrats on board for this, including more conservative Democrats like Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, who hate deficit spending, then just possibly he'll be able to get this through without any Republican support, exactly as he got the economic stimulus package through the House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate. It's another high-stakes gamble by the new president of the United States, but he insists that it's the kind of bold program that the country needs at this particular moment in order not just to dig itself out of the economic mire in which it finds itself, but also in order to become more competitive on the global stage.
Well, he'll certainly be hoping to get that consensus achieved. But given the might of China's economy, Simon, how much of this plan is based around keeping the U.S. competitive with China?
Well, an enormous amount of it. And the president specifically identified China as being one target of this package, if you like. This is all part and parcel of his plan to build a coalition of democracies that will come together and offer their own answer to China's Belt and Road proposals, and to do so by competing actively with China in areas where up until now the American economy has essentially yielded 5G rollout, for example, and the creation of that kind of infrastructure, semiconductor manufacturing. He thinks that the American economy needs to become a powerhouse in those areas in order to be competitive with China. And to do that, he's willing to put up some government money, but also a lot of tax revenues derived from America's corporations. And of course, while Joe Biden says this package is a job creator, Republicans argue, actually, because of what it's going to do to business tax rates, it will end up being a job killer.
Simon, thank you very much for that. Simon Marks in Washington, D.C.
Thanks for listening to Simon Marks Reporting. And if you like what you heard, click the subscribe button and come back soon for more. And I'd love it if you'd give me a review. Those can be hugely helpful in spreading the word. Thanks a lot. More from me soon.